I'm Dr. Karen Masters. I work at the University of Portsmouth, and I'm here today at the Chilbolton Observatory up near Winchester, and we're doing a trial run for building antennas for the LOFAR array. We're here at Chilbolton, just off the car park in a field, and we have a bunch of astronomy researchers who normally sit in front of computers trying to build these antennas, which are sort of a bit like tents without canvas. They have a wire metal ground plate, and they have a pole sticking up in the middle of it, which is held up by tent wires, metal tent wires.
When I thought I was coming to build a radio telescope, I didn't quite imagine a bit of metal, some plastic tubing, and some wires in a cold, damp Hampshire field. What's the idea behind all this? Is it really this simple?
Well, the reason we can do it this way now, instead of building the kind of enormous satellite-style dish you might be imagining for a radio telescope, is that we have enormously powerful computers. And what we can do is connect up the signal from all of these pretty simple bits of kit and connect. We're going to have 96 of them eventually here at Chilbolton, and then we're going to connect all those 96 with antennas all over Europe and eventually make a telescope that acts like it's the size of Europe and be able to pick up light from the first stars that formed in the, or from the time of the first stars in the universe.
So this is the thing that you call the LOFAR project. That's right. So what is that trying to do? It's bigger is better in the satellite telescope world. Is that the idea?
Well, bigger is always better for telescopes. You get you get to collect more light or more radio waves from space, and you know, the radio emission that's coming from space is completely dwarfed by FM radio stations like Radio Solent and other ones.
It's our fault.
No, not just
no.
You.
Okay.
and I mean, so we want a lot of metal to collect lots of radio waves, and also the bigger it is, the sharper the image that we can make.
And what are you hoping to see? What's the genius one image that you'll get from this that will make everyone high five across Europe?
I think that the one thing that most people would agree is the most exciting thing is to try to detect emission from the epoch of reionization. And this is the period in the universe just after the first stars turned on, when the neutral hydrogen in the universe was first ionized, and you first see light from the universe. LOFAR can try to pick up that when that exactly happened, because neutral hydrogen emits radio waves and ionized hydrogen doesn't, so you get this sort of jump in the spectrum, and that's a very exciting thing. And if we could pick up when exactly that